Welcome to this advanced Ableton Live 12 lesson on carving old school DNB swing with minimal CPU load. Today we're going after that jungle era feel where the vocals don't sit on top of the beat like a pop lead. They act like part of the drums. Think chopped phrases, little shouts, breaths, tail fragments, and one-word stabs that bounce around the break and give the whole groove that dusty, sampled MPC kind of energy. The big idea here is simple. In drum and bass, swing is not just a nice extra. It's often the difference between a loop that sounds flat and a track that feels alive at 174 BPM. And if we keep the setup lean, we can save CPU for the break, the bass, and the movement that really matters. So let's build a vocal system that feels old school, skippy, and authentic, without loading up a bunch of heavy processing chains. First, keep the session tight. Use one clean audio track for your vocal source, and if you want grit or atmosphere, make one duplicate or one return track. That's it. No need for six layers and a giant plugin stack. We want speed, clarity, and commitment. Load in a vocal sample, an a cappella phrase, or even your own spoken phrase. If you've got a single file with a few strong syllables, drop Simpler on the track and work from there. For short chops, Simpler is perfect because it stays light on CPU and lets you treat the vocal like an instrument instead of a full vocal mix. Set your tempo in the old school DNB range. Something around 172 to 175 BPM is right in the pocket. If you're leaning more jungle, 170 to 174 can feel especially right. That tempo range matters because the vocal rhythm needs to breathe with the break, not sit in some generic mid-tempo grid. Now, before you start chopping, listen to the drum loop. This is important. Use the break as your timing reference. If the drum loop already has swing, copy that feel into the vocal by ear. Don't just grab a random swing preset and hope for magic. The best old-school feel comes from the vocal matching the drag, push, and lilt of the actual break. If your vocal is long and tonal, you can use warp mode carefully. But for chopped phrases, keep it simple. Beats mode can work well, and if the timing is already good, you may not need much warp at all. The less you force it, the more natural it can feel. Now for the fun part. Chopping the vocal like a percussion break. Open Simpler in slice mode and let Ableton detect the transients. If it starts slicing too many breaths or tiny noises, tighten the detection so it only grabs the useful hits. What you want is not a lead vocal performance. What you want is playable rhythm pieces. Think in phrases per bar, not in full sentences. That's a huge mindset shift. In old school DNB, a single syllable in the right pocket is more useful than a whole line that lands in the wrong place. Build around one quarter, half bar, and one bar motifs that can repeat without feeling annoying. Start placing the chops around the snare and hat pattern. Put a short vocal hit just before the snare to create push. Let a phrase tail land after the snare for bounce. Drop one syllable on the end of two or four to give the loop that off-grid lift. That's where the swing starts to come alive. And here's a really useful trick. Leave a gap on purpose. Old school swing gets stronger when the vocal implies a fill but doesn't fully land every time. Negative space is powerful in jungle. Sometimes the missing hit is what makes the groove feel like it's moving. If you're building an arrangement view, make your best one bar chop first. Then duplicate it into two bar and four bar phrases. That way you're not overcomplicating the idea. You're just expanding a strong rhythmic cell. Now let's shape the pocket with a groove pool. Open groove pool and audition an MPC style groove, or extract swing from your drum break if you already have a good one. Apply it lightly to the vocal MIDI clip or audio clip. Keep the amount subtle, maybe around 10 to 25%. You're aiming for a nudge, not a rewrite. If the vocal still feels stiff, manually drag a few notes late by 10 to 20 milliseconds. That tiny delay can make the vocal feel like it was sampled from the same dusty time base as the break. Don't overdo it. Too much lateness turns swing into sloppiness. Velocity matters too. Use the MIDI clip's velocity to emphasize strong syllables and keep filler chops lower. That helps the phrase feel human and intentional. You can also leave one anchor word that returns every two or four bars. That repeating syllable gives the whole sequence identity, even if the rest of the chops are loose and shuffled. Now let's carve the EQ space. An EQ 8 after Simpler, or on the vocal audio track. High pass around 120 to 180 HE, depending on the sample. If there's low junk hanging around, get rid of it. In DNB, vocals usually sound better leaner than you think, especially over a heavy sub. If the vocal sounds boxy, dip somewhere around 250 to 500 HZ. If it needs more cut through, a modest lift around 2 to 4 kHZ can help. Just be careful not to make it harsh. And if there's brittle top or hiss, tame the 7 to 10 kHz area a little. The goal is not pristine vocal polish. The goal is a chopped rhythmic element that can sit inside the drums without fighting them. We are trying to make the vocal feel like part of the rhythm section. A nice arrangement move is to keep the vocal dry and filtered in the intro, then open it up on the drop. That gives you energy without adding more notes. A filtered vocal tease in the intro can do a lot of work for almost no CPU cost. Now let's add some character with light saturation and utility control. Put utility first so you can manage gain and mono compatibility. Then add saturator and turn soft clip on. Drive it a little, maybe around 2 to 6 dB, depending on the sample. You want the vocal to get denser, not obviously crushed. If the source is too clean, this is where you can give it that pseudo-sampled character. Think of it like the vocal pass through a sampler or old tape memory. You don't need audible distortion. You just need a more solid mid-range that can sit against the break. One advanced trick is to print two versions, one clean, one saturated. Blend them if you want articulation plus grit. The clean track keeps the words readable. The dirty one gives you era character. And if the idea works, print it early. Commit the decision. In this style, bouncing can make the part feel more real. Now let's make the vocal and break talk to each other. This is where the vocal stops beating decoration and becomes part of the drum conversation. Put vocal stabs in the gaps between kick and snare hits. Let the bass line answer the vocal phrase on bar 2 or bar 4. If you're using a Reese or a Murky roller bass, carve a little space around 200 to 500 Hz and 2 to 3 kHz so the vocal and bass aren't stepping on each other. A really good old school setup is to use short vocal repeats as reset points before a fill or snare variation. And if your break has ghost notes, try lining a whispered or breathy vocal fragment with those little details. That tiny move can make the whole thing feel much more authentic and alive. For darker and heavier DNB, the vocals should usually stay mostly dry. Let the ambience appear only at the end of a phrase. Keep the lead element punchy, and use effects like punctuation, not wallpaper. So let's build that atmosphere lane, without wasting CPU. Duplicate the track or use a return. On the return, add a short echo or delay. Keep it synced, around 1/8 or 1/16, and keep feedback low, maybe 15 to 30%. Filter the delay heavily, so it doesn't clutter the sub or cloud the kick and snare. If you want room, add a short reverb with a decay around 0.6 to 1.4 seconds. Keep the low end out of it. This should sound like a small space, not a wash. Automate the send only on phrase ends, turnarounds, or breakdown moments. That's the secret here. The main vocal stays dry and direct, and the atmosphere shows up only when it means something. A dry vocal hit followed by a short delay throw can hit hard in a jungle tune. It gives you tension without losing punch. Now let's talk about movement and performance. Use clip envelopes and arrangement automation to make the vocal feel alive. Automate filter cutoff across 8 or 16 bars so the vocal gradually opens up. Automate volume on individual clips by 1 or 2 dB to spotlight the most important chops. If a syllable needs a little melodic movement, transpose it sparingly, but don't lean on that too much. You can also create really effective transitions by stretching one syllable with complex pro in a breakdown, then chopping it back into a rhythm for the drop. That gives you a nice contrast between a big atmospheric moment and a tight rhythmic return. Here's a strong arrangement idea. In a 16-bar build, start with one filtered vocal chop every 2 bars. Increase the density over time. Then when the drop lands, strip it back to the strongest 2-syllable pattern. In DNB, restraint often hits harder than constant vocal presence. Another useful variation is the missing first hit trick. Remove the first chop of every 2nd bar. The listener feels the missing hit more than the hit itself, which is very effective in dense break sections. You can also try phrase inversion. Take your strongest 3 to 5 chops and reverse the order for the next loop cycle. It creates that same but different effect that works so well in repetitive jungle arrangements. And if you want a heavier turnaround, try a lower octave or a tiny formant shifted reply on bar 4 or bar 8. Even a small pitch drop can make the section feel deeper and more serious. Now let's talk about printing the part, because this is one of the best ways to save CPU and get the old-school feel. Once the groove is working, resample it. Arm a new audio track and record 4 or 8 bars of the chopped vocal pattern. After that, cut the printed audio into phrases and nudge individual hits by a few milliseconds if needed. Add fades so there are no clicks. Then you can even slice the printed audio back into sampler and turn it into a new playable instrument. This is a big mindset shift. Once the vocal is printed, you stop thinking like a vocal editor and start thinking like a break programmer. That's exactly where you want to be for jungle and old school DNB. Here's a practical mini approach you can use right away. Build a dry pocket version first. Make a 2-bar vocal chop pattern with no reverb and minimal delay. Let the timing, slice choice, and 1 saturation stage do the work. Make it groove with the break on its own. Then duplicate it into a dubby support version. Add 1 short echo throw and a tiny room. Let the ambience appear only on the last chop of each phrase. Keep the CPU light and the processing simple. If you want a quick test of which version works best, make 3 endings. 1 with a missing first hit, 1 with a reverse tail, and 1 with a pitch-shifted reply. Choose the one that feels most sampled and least programmed, and always do a mono check. The vocal should still feel tight with the bass. If it starts grabbing too much attention, simplify it. In this style, the vocal should support the drums, not hijack the track.